Looking ahead to 2015. Thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. At the beginning of this new year, let's take a moment to look ahead and see what 2015 might have in store for agriculture in our state.
We're a different kind of state agriculture. We're not a big farm state, but we're a good farm state. We have more small farms than most any state. It is very positive both for small farmers and for the larger farmers. Hopefully we can continue that kind of environment with, but we've got to have the research and the support and the community working together to make that a good positive future.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Julius Johnson says the future looks bright for Tennessee agriculture, both on the small and large scale, but says there are some things farmers should be on the lookout for in the coming year.
Well, food safety is going to be a bigger issue down the road. We have new federal requirements coming down on food that is produced for a direct market, and we want to make sure that our farmers are fully prepared and educated. I think we're going into a period of lower grain prices, so watching those production costs and understanding what your true cost of production on the farm is going to be more important to the next few years.
Another federally mandated rule handed down is to begin livestock traceability compliance checks, which TDA began January 1st.
We'll be slowly implementing that program, doing courtesy stops at first, make sure the farmers are informed. But eventually we will have to be quite rigid on that standard and try to make it a true enforcement. Overall, it's to protect the image of our beef cattle quality and the health of the industry, which helps for consumer confidence in our product.
Overall, Commissioner Johnson sees a bright 2015 for Tennessee agriculture and the farmers across our state. Have a safe day, and don't forget to join us next time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton.